Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Yesterday, reports emerged saying that Apple had plans to phase out the Beats hardware brand in the future. Apple acquired Beats for $3 billion in its largest acquisition ever back in 2014. At that time, Beats had a months-old streaming music service that Apple used to build Apple Music. But it's clear in retrospect that Apple also saw continued value in Beats as a hardware brand. And that's what makes these reports about Apple looking to phase out the Beats brand so surprising. But 9 to 5 Mac has learned that this is not a strategy Apple plans to pursue. The idea that Apple is phasing out the Beats brand is not one that should be viewed as being on the table for the company. Beats has been a successful and profitable business for a long time. Since the acquisition, Apple has invested in the Beats hardware division, including releasing new Beats products with Apple technology directly integrated, such as the W1 and H1 chips. Most recently, Beats has released all new designs for products that meet different consumer needs than Apple's branded headphones. There are PowerBeats Pro, which have much longer battery life than AirPods Pro, and the new lower-end PowerBeats that add even more battery and keep the wire design. The Beats hardware business also falls in the category of wearables for Apple, a category that has seen continued growth recently and is projected to keep climbing, something highly important to both Apple and investors. And of course, Beats is also closely aligned with professional musicians and athletes who have marketing deals with the brand. And while Apple may be looking to ramp up its own brand of audio products through AirPods and the rumored over-ear headphones, the Beats brand remains alive and well with continued investment and shared technology from Apple, and there are no plans to mess up a good thing. In other news, Apple has released iOS 13.4.1 and iPadOS 13.4.1 to the public. These updates focus on bug fixes and performance improvements following last week's release of iOS 13.4, which included things like trackpad support for iPad users and much more. First off, this week's updates fix an issue where devices running iPadOS or iOS 13.4 could not participate in FaceTime calls with devices running older versions of iOS and macOS. So for example, someone running iOS 13.4 could not join a FaceTime call that included someone else who was running iOS 9. The updates also address a bug in the Settings app, where choosing Bluetooth from the Quick Actions menu on the home screen would fail and cause the Settings app to crash. And lastly, for iPadOS users, there's a fix for an issue that would prevent the flashlight from turning on iPad Pro devices. But what's interesting is that iOS 13.4.5 does not include a fix for a vulnerability present in iOS 13.3.1 and later that prevents VPNs from encrypting traffic. But Apple started beta testing iOS 13.4.5 last week, so it's still possible that more updates are on the way with that much-needed VPN security fix. And rounding out today, Apple has officially scheduled its fiscal Q2 2020 earnings call for Thursday, April 30th. This will be an incredibly important earnings release for Apple as it comes amid the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak. Apple announced back in February that it would not hit its Q2 earnings range due to coronavirus and the associated supply constraints and economic uncertainty. Apple had already forecast a wider-than-usual range for revenue for the second quarter, predicting earnings between $63 billion and $67 billion. But due to the effects of coronavirus, Apple now won't even hit the lowest end of that guidance. And Apple hasn't provided any updated guidance, so what happens on April 30th will be a complete surprise. Apple's fiscal second quarter covers the months of January, February, and March. This includes a sizable portion of the COVID-19 outbreak and shutdown in China, as well as its spread to the United States and other countries. And with that being said, we expect Apple's Q3 2020 guidance to also be significantly affected by COVID-19. Apple stores and many other retailers remain closed to the public to prevent the spread of the virus, and it's unclear when they will reopen. Apple had said in February that customer demand across product and services categories was strong and in line with expectations outside of China, But things have obviously changed quite a bit since then. We should learn more in Apple's earnings release and during its call with analysts and investors on April 30th. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.